Welcome to the second quarter of 2024.
Oh.
Have you spent your money well? We haven't. But still, it's a fun time. You might want to sit down for this. Oi, sit down lah. Welcome back to a brand new episode of your favorite podcast on the interwebs.
Hello.
You might want to sit down for this. Today on the panel, we have Desmond. Oh, are we just doing sound bites now for introductions?
Why you start with this?
Desmond, if you were a fruit, what country would you originate from?
I would like to say Peru.
Indonesia.
He's straight up nice. Mongolian, dude. I don't know what he's talking about.
Okay. We also have Mingat. Mingat, if you're a fruit, what country would you originate from?
Alaska.
I don't think that is. I don't
they
think
have ice cubes.
Wait, what?
It's really hot, guys. I only can think of snow today.
I don't think really there is. I actually don't think there's agriculture in Alaska.
There's penguin.
There might be, but I might be wrong.
They got penguin. Penguin eat banana, so I'm sure they got banana there.
Polar bear.
All of which is not agriculture.
Wait, hold on. I heard what's going on with something. Why you reply me?
And last but not least, yes. Sophira.
If you were fruit,
what country would you originate from? You're off to a rough start.
Malaysia.
Okay.
Finally, someone who's proud of the origins.
Don't rap.
It's gonna be a crazy episode. You already know when this group of Fernangles. My name is Ming Yu. If you don't know who I am, shame on you.
Where are you from?
Where are you from? What fruit? From where?
I think like I'll be like
You see?
Bosnia.
What's in Bosnia?
Not much.
I only know they've got like a lot of humanitarian programs for Bosnia.
Yeah, back to the episode today. Today we're talking about buys. We have made, purchases.
Yeah.
And if you're not watching this on YouTube, there is actually, if you're watching this on Spotify, there's actually a video option for you to check this out right now on Spotify.
Crazy.
So all you got to do is head over to your settings, turn on your Wi-Fi, if you have Wi-Fi, and then it will automatically kick up the video. This is insane.
Yeah.
You can actually watch us now while listening. Or if you're in the car and you don't have Wi-Fi, your data mode saver thing, swap it to use mobile data. You've got plenty on your plan.
Of course.
And here we are. Hello on Spotify.
Hey.
Look at all the UI below us.
Crazy.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know if there's comments, but if there's no comments, just put us in a story and tag us. This week's episode, we want to kick back a little bit more, talk about how we're feeling. And it's going to be very sort of like what you see value in what you buy.
So there's no judgment in this episode.
No judgment.
I only came to judge.
Okay.
No.
we've all brought a couple of items with us today, I believe.
Yes.
Before we begin, I want to quickly ask you, did anyone bring something that you regret buying?
All of us did, right?
Okay.
I didn't bring it, but I'll describe it in detail.
Most of my stuff, I don't think I regret, except, I don't know, I don't think I brought.
All my stuff is a mixture of regret.
So she said to me this morning, she's like, do you bring like anything bad? Then I said to her, I don't make bad buys.
Yeah, because by the time he figures out it's bad, he sells it back.
It's true. It's true. Like it's my true, cars, true. Like the two cars.
It's true,
I bought.
It's true.
So
it's true.
I can't bring the car now, bro.
Yeah. It's only pictures.
But hey, quick disclaimer as well.
Okay.
This is not financial advice.
It's really not. This is really not a financial episode.
Podcast falls under lifestyle, entertainment, and comedy.
Mostly comedy.
How about bad financial advice?
Sure. But that still is under financial advice.
Why keep the money when you can use the money?
Yeah, you're right.
You know what?
Let's talk about what we could have bought.
Let's start with that first. Are you guys the type to spend your money frivolously?
Nope.
A wise man once said, the money that is in your bank, you don't own it until you use it.
That sounds like Caleb, right?
Yes, Caleb.
I don't want to say, if anyone calls Caleb a wise man for saying that. No,
like, what are your thoughts on that? Across
I love
the board. Let's start with Soph. Soph, what are your thoughts on spending
Desmond
money?
Desmond was probably thinking, what is frivolous?
It's true.
He's trying to spell it in his mind.
What do you think it means?
How do you think it's spelled?
Why are you doing this to him?
Okay, let's talk about spelling first. It's either like L C K E. How do I pronounce
Lucky? Okay.
The meaning.
Men put three consonants next to each other and ended it with a vowel.
It's how it is.
Wait, what was the question?
The question is, what are your spending habits like? What is it like for you when you, is there a lot of consideration? What's the process like? Are you like a frivolous spender? You know, just tell us about who you are. So we have a bit more understanding before we start showing off the items. Okay, you know?
That's good. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Set the foundation.
Yeah.
I feel like it depends on the type of thing I'm buying.
Okay.
So I feel like maybe with clothes, I have bursts where I might not think as much.
Oh, yeah.
Also depending on the... also depending on the price point. But I think with most... it ranges with the price point. So if it's a bigger purchase, I am more likely to spend a lot of time thinking about it.
What is like the...
range.
Yeah, what's a lot of time? Yeah.
What's the minimum entry that you're like, okay, this one I need to think already. Is it $100, $500, $1,000?
I think it's 200.
Yeah. Two to 300 and more.
That's pretty good, yeah.
And then I can think about it for a while. It could be a week, it could be a month, it could be 2 months.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Like the shoes, we'll talk about it later.
And then, but with other things, so like shopping habits, I usually will have to have something in mind. And then I'll just get it.
Oh.
Or I'll look a lot of options up online and then only I'll pick and choose.
Yeah. Research type.
Yeah. Only because like, I guess the way we are here, not everywhere you can return stuff. I think if we were overseas, it would be different. Like in Australia, maybe I'll just buy everything.
Are you a bit of a returner yourself?
Yes. So like, I'm one of those.
I'm one of those
who used to buy a lot on Zalora.
And everything.
Oh my gosh!
We're gonna bleep this out!
Oh my gosh!
Why?
It's good.
That's how Zalora operates.
I love it.
I love it. So I'll buy like 10 things and return like 9.
Yeah.
The tips is you buy to fulfill the quota for the
free.
For the
shipping.
Free shipping and also the discount.
Yeah.
Then after that, you just return the things.
Wait. Okay. Wow, so hacks. Are you one of those bitches?
I don't know what I'm talking
who
about.
Who uses it?
No, I don't use it.
Okay.
There are some items I just add on. Like I know that I'm going to return so that I can get the discount applied to my card.
Wow.
For that item that I want.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's
sorry. Great. Sorry. I,
street smart.
I'm not going to lie. You guys are giving me a lot of ideas right now.
Yeah. It's quite wild.
Yeah.
But that's okay. So that's how you usually figure out.
Research.
Yeah. Research. Yeah. Bit of consideration above a certain price point.
Yeah,
you're not shy to send it back as well.
Mm.
That's good. Let's, on
an average, how crazy is crazy spending for you?
Wow.
And how normal is normal spending for you?
Wow.
So we got the approach. Now we need to hit the runway.
Yeah.
Wow. How crazy.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm not as crazy as you guys.
Definitely.
I'm confident.
You guys is only me and you, right?
Yeah.
That's what you. Okay. Ming Han is gonna shock your pants off, bro.
No, okay.
It depends on what. Because
if
we talk about general everything, maybe me and you.
Okay.
We talk about like cards or like Pokemon.
Right.
Ming Han. But for me,
so I remind you, Ming Han buys Kiko Man soya sauce, yeah?
Hey man, it's soya sauce.
Is that like
that's the premium? 80 ringgit soya sauce, bro.
Oh, that's another one. That's another one.
Wow.
Kiko Man
that's a cheaper one.
That's a cheaper one.
If I eat that, I think 1 minute I finish it. That's how much I drink.
Soya sauce.
Okay. We're gonna move on over to Ming Han. Ming Han, what's your process like? Walk us through some of that.
Soya sauce, soya bean. You okay?
No, he likes soya sauce. He likes salt one.
Okay.
He likes when I swear.
Oh my gosh. In general, I don't buy a lot of stuff, but I have bursts.
Your bursts are damn intense.
It's just bursts.
And it's now.
Yeah, it's now.
No. It's very like different one. So it's either I buy without purpose. That one is the burst that's a bit scary. Or I buy with purpose. And when I buy with purpose...
those the only two options.
Yeah. Because I really don't buy stuff. Really, like if you think about it, right? I have to come to a point where I, like for example, when it comes to clothes, right? I'll look at my cupboard and I have to go through a process of, okay, I'm throwing away 75% of my cupboard now.
Mm.
So to fill back up 75%, I need to buy new clothes.
Okay.
I'll just walk into H&M. My research is, from the time I enter the store to the cupboard that I at, I think about what I'm going to buy. Whoa. And then I'll buy it.
So you just drop 1K straight?
I'll, no lah. H&M is like...
We're not talking about you. 1K is not many, guys.
I just want to say.
I don't know how to spend.
You heard that or so?
Hey,
what?
She was like, we're not talking about you right now.
Really, actually, you're right. You cannot buy much with like 1,000
one. 1,000. Probably 10 baju only if you're talking about shirt, right?
Full outfit, maybe 3. If you want to buy H&M full outfit. Really? Hey, guys' clothes is painful. Really?
Especially if you're thicker. You need more material to cover your body up. Like me. Why you're laughing? I don't understand why you're laughing. This is too much. This is something I learned recently. Okay?
What did you learn? Our showrunners have already reminded us we laugh too much over each other's shit. Okay?
Sorry.
So, all right. So my burst come in like, if I want to buy a shirt, I'll go, I look at one shirt, I really like wear it for a while in the dressing room and I buy 5.
I really wear it.
Hey, y'all don't do y'all don't do that.
He starts doing easy.
Y'all don't do this like this one. Y'all don't do this. I'll take one shirt.
Wait, what are you doing?
This is the sacrifice shirt. Okay, I'll go to the room.
Oh.
Hey, why?
Why are you pulling your baju?
Why?
I don't see like how sturdy.
Yeah, why are you talking without the mic?
I just wanted like really rough and tough the product, you know?
How sturdy do you need
Can I understand? Why do you need...
All the shops now got wanted poster for Megan's face, you know?
I just need to understand. Yeah. Why do you need the budget to be so sturdy?
Because
like someone's gonna tear.
Correct.
It's like just gonna fall off the
box. Because I don't buy clothes often. Like one time I buy clothes, right? I'll probably wear it for the next 2 or 3 years.
Then you should just buy Carhartt lah.
I mean, if I've tested it once and I know it can last, I'll buy it.
Okay.
So that's where my bursts are dangerous. If I deem something that I think is okay, I'll just buy it.
We're still talking about clothes, right?
I don't even, this is mad. This
so, okay, that's my spending. My research is basically, I don't know about you guys, but I'd rather ask someone who knows their stuff and I'll research through them.
Yeah.
So it saves me a lot of time. I'll go through the guy's experience.
That is your research method. It's very weird.
I'll just go to like, go ahead. But you know, in terms of crazy spending, I will hesitate a lot if it's above like a certain purchase. Like even for cars, I don't like buying that.
If you're buying cars, you should be considering everything.
Yeah. Sorry, let's just go on. The rest we can tell later. Me, you.
That's my first.
We ping pong. Ping pong.
For me, I do a lot of research. Especially if it's higher ticket items. So anything above like I want to say 300 above. I'm not shy to spend more, but anything above 300, I do a bit more research.
No.
You send me 500.
Anything above 500, there's a lot of research that goes on.
Okay.
But it doesn't determine that I won't spend a lot. Because I know the options. That's why I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So like anything above 500, yes, I will research, but I might end up buying a 2,500. I didn't say I wouldn't. It's just that I would do more research. The consideration is a bit higher. So that's what I like doing. I know-
Like what is the product of this research?
I actually just like knowing a lot of stuff. So if you tell me any product category to give you a suggestion, I will ask you how you're using it and what's your budget. And I will give you a very educated-
At the same time, he will buy it.
I'll probably also
He'll buy all the options.
Just to test it out. Yeah. I have a lot. So when it comes to things, I'm very proud of myself. I think when I was younger, I used to buy a lot more shit. I got to the point in life now that I have windows. So y'all say you have burst of buying stuff. I have burst of not buying stuff. And I'm very happy.
That's mad.
Because then
that means in general, it's just buying.
Because then I will revert.
Let me just rephrase. It's not burst. You have breaths of air where you stop for a while.
I come back and break water.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Actually, I've not bought shit in a long time. I'm very proud of myself.
Don't lie.
You're right.
No, wait. He got caught.
You sent me chat. Mayu, I have 5 links of different knives.
No, but that's how many months ago, dude?
That's since Christmas, isn't it?
It's a long time, bro.
No.
It's a long time,
You just bought like a bag.
Oh yeah, sorry.
No, the bag was bought in December.
Okay.
It just came.
Are we just listing out the thing now?
We almost.
Let's go.
2 days ago.
I bought December. Okay. It came January.
Very close. 2 days ago, If he wasn't so late, he would have bought a new watch.
I would have bought a new watch.
Oh, damn.
Two days ago. Ming Ha asked me to buy one. So
Okay.
I didn't ask you to buy. You said look out for it.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Well, so, I mean, when your perpetual state of being is buying things,
No. I do a lot of research. But that doesn't limit what I actually buy.
I have my impulsive moments also.
Y'all will know that Desmond is buying something when he puts stuff up to sell.
No, yeah. Actually, it's just when I need to clear stuff, then I'll just put stuff up to sell.
I need to buy the next one.
No, it's not that. It's just rather than keeping it, right? One day the shoe, because I buy and sell a lot of shoes, and usually I just see, it can be impulsive, like, oh, this shoe I like, I buy first, because I know that I can sell, and I may not even make a loss or so. So I can just see, and just buy straight from online, and then people wear my shoe.
Just say, hey, have confidence in what you're saying.
on Christmas Eve. At my family Christmas dinner, my father looked at Desmond and said, "Ooh, nice, buy and sell so much on Facebook."
Yeah.
Because my dad just sees all your sell
posts. Every time you just ask me, "Hey, you just selling your shoe?"
Hey, how's the shoe sales?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I also do research when it's coming up to like more expensive items.
He does.
Yeah, above like 300 and above or so, I just keep searching. If I can buy something that is pre-loved or so, I search on Carousell.
Hey, same. Yeah. I'm a big
Carousell guy. That's me.
I like that. That's good. So now that we have a better understanding of each of our,
you know what? I have no styles. Understanding of anything, but no, yes,
okay,
you're right.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
All right.
Let's bring some of these items for inspection. So why don't you kick us off with the first item?
Okay.
And so then we'll cut out from the podcast if you don't like it. What?
It's the only item that I brought.
Oh!
I love this thing.
It's gonna suck out your hingus.
It's for the sinus. Oh.
Yeah.
Describe it.
So you just poke it out one nostril.
So what are we looking at for everyone who's listening to it in the car?
So this I came across, it's from the brand called Homey Malaysia, if I'm not wrong.
Okay.
So I didn't intend on buying this.
No, but what is this? But,
okay. So this is a handheld vacuum.
Yes.
Wow.
It's a handheld vacuum.
Yeah.
Very light. You can hold it with one hand.
Yes.
It's got a nozzle.
Yes. And you can change up the nozzles. Like they give you, maybe
show and tell. Okay.
3 to 4 attachments for different usage.
That's not bad.
It's pretty good.
So I didn't have in mind to buy this. Mm. I got targeted with the ads like violently for months.
It's a hate crime.
And even then, I bookmarked it, but I never bought it until like maybe a couple of months later, and then it changed my life.
That's not bad. You have a good runway of 8 months.
How much
months.
Was this?
Yeah.
I
want to start. 130, 140 bucks.
I got questions today.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay, no. Yeah.
Hey, you gotta hear the suction on this thing.
Let's hear it. Hey, that's hardcore.
Is that one level only or level two?
It's level just one level.
It's one level.
Where did you see the levels? It's one button there, brother.
You have to activate. Hey Siri.
I have to charge up myself.
Strong, ma. Hey Siri. Kasi kuat sikit boleh ya.
Level three.
What? Sorry.
Okay, no. What's your question? What's your first question? 120.
100?
What was your question? Yeah.
I think it was 140.
What do you use this for? Like, because it's so small, only it's not even
a button. Oh, my shit cannot come out. Then I asked her to help me.
Is that why I got skid marks inside?
I was holding it so long, so I can smell it, you know.
Can we talk about why you're smelling a vacuum?
Okay, no, okay, yes. What do you use it for?
Is it a car vacuum?
Yeah.
So you can use it for the car.
Keyboards.
You can use it for basically any nook and cranny, like your crack or whatever. Yeah,
okay. Okay. But you. Okay. Question. Question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why you be looking at all the
nook and crannies?
The nook and crannies.
He said nook and crannies. Help me lah. You know what? Can I buy you something? English classes. You want a Duolingo?
It's okay. No, it's okay.
So why? I mean, your house.
You obviously don't clean your house like beach.
No, I do, but those cracks is fine, lah. You know, usually you don't see them, mama.
ISO.
Irene, if Irene is listening to this, she's not cooking for you for a week. Man.
She's quaking at
she's
home.
She's crying,
and
bro.
She's looking at all the looks and crannies.
Looks and crannies. Why you gotta laugh right into the mic, bro?
So that you all know that I'm there, you know?
I see.
Anyway, yeah, so like there are a lot of corners in your home where like you can't reach. Even your car also, you know the folds of the seat.
Yeah.
So this one sucks everything right up.
But I let them clean my car, you know, I send it to a car wash. Okay, sorry. Thank you.
Mingan, do you have a question for the vacuum?
No, actually I was considering getting a hand vacuum. Because, okay lah, in general, my car is okay.
Sarah.
Yeah, but Sarah is not okay. When she eat in the car.
Oh, that's true.
But when she shit, is a different reason. I need something else. But yeah, I got targeted by these ads also. Yeah. I have a friend who bought it. I think like it's a handheld one as well. But yeah. I know there's like a few versions of it.
Yeah.
There's like a few brands doing this also, right? Yeah, okay.
It's pretty strong.
How long have you used it?
Since December. Yeah.
And almost like every other day.
Oh, what's the charging life? The battery life?
The last time I charged this was maybe like 2 weeks ago.
Damn.
It's pretty good.
So it works pretty well. And I like sucking up like insects as well.
Yeah, she doesn't like to deal with the insects, so she'll just suck them
up. So I'll see like a little cobweb and like be gone.
Oh, okay. I understand.
It's a pretty good buy. I have no questions. I also use it. I think it's good.
Do we rank it or rate it?
Let's rank it. S tier, A tier, B tier, C tier.
Okay, let me bring it back.
Okay, A plus tier.
A tier
buy.
I think it's pretty A tier, to be honest. A-tier like, for value, also because you got targeted so well.
Yeah.
From the brand perspective, them listening to this podcast, my media targeted. Yeah. Good job.
It's a B for me.
Okay, why?
Because it's a bridge.
I don't look at the cracks and like,
This is C tier for you. Because you wouldn't buy it.
I wouldn't buy it. I'll buy the big one. Okay, just like.
We all like dirty homes sometimes.
Hey!
you can vacuum your shoes, bro.
That's crazy.
Dirty to sell only. People will still buy one.
Wow, that's mad.
I cannot show you.
That's crazy. It's true though.
Desmond, let's hear your amazing buy.
Crazy.
No la. I don't have crazy purchase la. I just have like a... Can I do like a bad purchase?
Yeah, sure, of course.
So, you know, I have a...
A son.
I have a son also. So I want to buy the MagSafe where you can put the card holder and all.
Right.
And I want something that can stand also. So me being a cheapskate, right? I go and search that on Shopee and all.
Okay.
I do my research also.
Okay.
But I found this. They say magnet stand for phone. It's true.
Oh,
it's magnet.
I remember this.
It's just
I feel like we talked about this for a while.
So...
Wait.
It's magnet. This thing is really magnet. Like really can stand one.
Okay.
But this thing, you sticker, man.
What the heck?
So they are not wrong that it's really magnet. Like, this part is magnet. You have a look, see.
Oh.
But that part there is sticker, man. Phone is MagSafe. Like, why do I need a sticker?
It's sticky.
But you know, the dumb one is me. Because
I didn't read the detail.
The title is so effing long.
So for real, who has no idea? So imagine iPhone MagSafe. Wallet, right? So they have magnets in the back to attach to your MagSafe.
Yeah.
This one only has magnets on the stand. The part that is supposed to attach to your phone via magnets, they give you a sticker adhesive.
It's real sticky.
So I think if the lizard run on it,
it's brand new. Hey, I want to do giveaway now. Who wants? If you comment the video, I want Desmond's stuff. I'll post it to you lah.
Okay. They just cover posting.
I'll cover for you.
Wow.
What if they are from Australia?
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Let's rank.
How much was this? how much did you spend on this?
I think it's like $12.
Okay. How much was the one you bought?
Okay. So I didn't buy this. It's a friend who gifted it to me. Darren bought this for me. Because this is Moth. So whoever that knows Moth stuff, they are not cheap. Damn good stuff. This is like about $100, I think.
Yeah.
This is $12.
But that won't stop you from still trying and buying cheap things, right?
Yeah, but now I learn, like, I have to read all the
entire title.
Oh.
So now you have to read before you write something.
Okay, okay. See, yeah, well, there's a lesson there.
The nooks and crannies of the okay. words.
Okay. Mingha, you want to share?
So this is my cowbell.
Yes.
It's a character.
It sounds so loud. It's so loud.
It's actually very
I know,
loud.
But it's actually... Because I didn't want to buy the...
The cup.
I didn't want to buy the cup. but and it looked really cool in the
you
picture.
You need to describe it. People have
it's
no
a
idea
Stanley
what it is.
Canteen flask.
Okay.
And I did not expect it to be so noisy.
Yeah.
Because I took off the strap. The strap is huge.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
strap is like 2 lanyard sizes. Right? It's thick. Right? But I always wanted a Stanley. And this was before the whole Stanley got burned down the car bottle face. But I was already... I had some of these in my cart and like, you know what? There was a great discount that day. There was like a few cashbacks and some discounts. I pulled the plug and I went and got it.
Nice.
And as the Stanley was hitting to me, then the Stanley video came out. I'm like, whew, just in time. And I got it. But then I didn't get the cup. So
nice.
But this is good. This is just great. It's
how much was this?
200 something.
Yeah, Stanley stuff is 200 bucks minimum.
You pay for quality. La.
I mean, since we're already here. This is the Stanley...
That's what everyone gets. This is what everyone gets.
This is the cup flask. The car cup flask
it's
that people
cup
are holding.
Flask.
Or a hammer.
Yeah. But it's nice because they purposely put it thin at the bottom for you to put in your car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't put this in my car.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't fit in my car.
What do people use this for?
So this is, so Stanley as
it's a
brand
gear
is
again.
A camping gear
correct,
brand.
Correct.
Yeah. This one is to bring out into the wild, like you,
just
water.
So
it's like water.
The whole thing, it doesn't keep heat. So let's say you boil water in the can, you put this in there, it'll cool down very fast.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's camping gear lah. But
you say, do not fill directly with hot liquids.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. Oh. Of course.
Yeah, but.
Obviously you don't lah, right?
Yeah.
But what stands out about this is they're really robust lah. And you know, you get.
I'm buying.
What's the capacity? How
that
much?
Looks like a 500, 400.
This is a 1 liter.
No,
one liter?
Yeah.
Crazy, no way.
Because of the size.
Crazy, right? It's a
the
one
girth.
Liter.
The girth.
Yes, the girth.
The girth
and
is
the breadth.
How much is this?
This is 1.4.
Wow. No, that is 1.2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thereabouts.
Wow, they're almost similar.
Size-wise, yeah.
Yeah. So that's...
Actually, price-wise also about the same, I think.
Yes. I think they up this price because people will buy
have,
it.
Yeah. Because there's a surge, right?
Yeah, but that was one of the latest buys. Yeah.
I think Stanleys are cool. They're hardy. But the question here is, it's a water bottle at the end of the day.
Yeah,
you know, and is it worth 200 ringgit?
Yes.
It's debatable.
Let's rate it.
I would say it's not a necessity level water bottle.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
definitely.
More of a guilty pleasure water bottle.
So,
okay.
A tier, B tier?
For him, fulfillment is
for me it's
S.
A. For me it's A.
Yeah.
I wouldn't support S gear lah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't expect it to.
Yeah.
Enough,
I can't walk around the house at night with this, you know. I wake up all my kids. Eh.
But here's the point is to have the lanyard.
Yeah. I'll bring it one day and you'll see.
Okay. No, you need to wear it.
Bring it out for lunch.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Bring it out for lunch.
Yeah. Like, you gotta test the sturdiness
you
like
gotta.
Your shirts.
Okay, you know what? I will. I will wear
put your whole mouth on the...
The whole mouth.
Yeah, the whole mouth on the thing. That's how you drink water, bro. That's full hydration.
But yeah, for me, it's like, I won't say it as clear, but in terms of this quality...
Since we're here, I'm going to quickly talk about mine as well. I got this because of the hype. I'm not even going to hide it. Right? So I already have 2 Stanley flasks. And both of them are Starbucks collaborations. One I got from Korea is really nice. This one, pure hype. I think Bella bought one for Caleb. Was it Christmas?
Yeah.
And then I was like, damn, that's the one I've been looking at. I went on Shopee, price hikes, everyone
everywhere.
Price. But I was like, you know what? Let's do it.
Okay.
I got one for myself, one for Soph. At the end of the day, I'm not going to lie, it's just a water bottle.
Is it practical?
Is it practical?
No.
I'm really iffy about this being exposed.
Yeah, so
to
you can
everything.
Actually take the straw out.
You can take it out.
Yeah.
And you can just have it like that. But then I think
the charm
is the straw.
No, the straw is nice.
Yeah, but it's also a bit difficult when you have full hands and carrying bags going to your car. Having like that is a bit...
You need a strap.
There's no strap for this one. Okay, thank you, sir. In hindsight, after owning it for a couple of weeks now,
it's aight.
You don't have to get it. Unless you're constantly in the car.
Yeah.
You know, it's aight.
Yeah, yeah. It's built bad. It's built for that kind of thing.
That being said, no, I love the brand, so it's S tier for me.
No. So just acknowledging, it's an S tier brand.
S tier brand.
True. It's S tier brand.
S tier. But S or Stanley.
But yeah. But practicality lah. Practicality lah.
Wait, then how is the brand S tier?
The brand's S tier.
No, like it's legitimately
good products. Okay,
good product. Yeah, no, good products.
At the end of the day, like getting it, using it in context to me, it's not a S la, B, not S la. It's a B la.
B plus at best.
Because I mean, at the end of the day, I'm using it in the office and at home. I can just pick up a cup.
I drink from the tap, man. I know. You know, but
honestly, yeah. I mean, let's be real, right? But was it a bad buy? It wasn't. Was it the best buy?
It also wasn't.
All right. We're going to move on to our next item.
Me, you, yeah. Oh, you showed this. Don't tell me you showed this.
I don't know what to show. I'm going to show this one because I'm very happy with this one.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man.
This one is also...
This is painfully
good. This one might be purchase of the year already. Like, I got this in January and I think it's a purchase of the year.
What is this?
I'm holding with me the Steam Deck OLED.
Damn.
It's a video game console and it's absolute S tier. Amazing.
Mm. You want to hold it up and show your camera? Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
So, if you know, let me just press it on so people can see like the colors
cover,
and stuff.
The case.
Okay. So this is the Steam Deck.
Damn.
And what I like about it is that I'm getting to an age and stage now in life where I don't actually want to sit down in front of a computer or a console and play games all day. So what I do with this is I hold it and I carry it around.
Sit down in front of the computer
in
and
the
play
car,
it.
On the bed, sometimes anywhere and everywhere. I actually bought this and I played it in the airplane ride to New Zealand. I was awake for 10 hours. It was
blaringly
amazing.
Bright.
What?
Crazy.
Blaringly bright. What the heck? Because it's so bright, it replicates the
sunlight.
The
thing that freaking shocked me was that, because Steam is like you play online.
Yep.
You can play this offline, bro.
It's nuts. That part, yes.
So I think as a console, the practicality of offline play is like priceless.
Priceless.
Yeah. You don't need to depend on Wi-Fi.
Top notch.
Price point.
So I got this when it, like I had someone bring this into Malaysia for me because it's not available in KL.
Can you imagine? Wow, yeah. I didn't know.
I got someone to bring it in for me. I paid 2,500 ringgit for it. So okay, price point wise, if you're looking at comparisons, Nintendo Switch, PS5, they're all about the same price now already.
Basically, this is the same price as a PS5.
It is the same price. Would I recommend this over PS5? Actually, yes. I would.
Oh, and he has a PS5 also.
And I have a PS5 also. The reason being, and again, a lot of research went into this. The reason being is because at the end of the day, if let's say you're looking at the same game, like The Witcher Deluxe Edition, right? Big game, massive game, AAA title. On PS5, you buy it from the store, it's about 170 ringgit.
Depends.
If you buy it from the Steam, on the Steam store, Steam it's 50 ringgit.
Yeah. And so, you can retain it in 1 hour.
Yeah. So like a lot of the Steam store games are constantly on discount.
Yes.
And a lot of indie games on Steam. Like, that's why I got it. So I play a lot of indie games, all simple casual games. Yeah. Definitely S tier. This might really be the purchase of the year for me already.
Mm. But
top notch.
Yeah, it is
pretty cool because like you also hook it up to your laptop.
I can stream.
So it has screen capabilities. Yes. So it has screen capabilities.
I was playing Apex Legends on this with a keyboard and a mouse.
Because Ken.
Matt.
Because Ken.
Yeah. It's just a PC that looks like a gaming tablet, basically. Yeah. So yeah, that's me. Any questions? I'm open to the floor.
Nope.
No questions?
It's either an S tier or an F tier for people. Because either people really want just don't want it, right? Yeah.
I was talking to Ben King over lunch because he has a PS Portal.
Oh, wow.
And like the usage of the PS Portal is actually so bad. It's so clunky.
Yeah.
You need to have your PS on at home. The internet connection needs to be like on the same level as your portal, your streaming games. If something disconnects, you cannot play anything already.
Yep.
Like that's dumb, bro. This thing is plug and play, rock and roll.
Yeah. It's good.
This is it, man. Nice. If you guys are watching this and you considering, talk to me about it. I'll give you a review.
You need a guy to bring it in for you though.
Yeah. I'll hook you up. The guy gave me this discount.
Okay, gamer-wise, I would say A plus lah.
Same.
S. Yeah. Same. S tier.
A plus.
Kiss me.
Okay. Stop!
Okay. All right. Moving on to Sofira.
Let's get the ball rolling.
Second item.
I didn't bring an item, but I also have a bad purchase that I made. So I don't run into these often. I've been buying a lot of home things on Shopee. And so far, most of it has been really good. Like I got a freaking shoe rack from Shopee and it's great.
Oh,
you got the ceramic
Yeah, another like little shelf, wooden shelf thing for my ceramic. Here. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, they all get delivered to the office.
They do. Yeah. But out of the many, so I wanted to buy these microfiber floor mats.
Oh.
And you know, like in shops, I don't know why in physical stores it's always like really expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
So I saw these, they were like a couple of bucks. I saw the measurement also. It seemed okay. I think I can't like remember in detail now, maybe like 50 by 90 or something like that.
Oh, damn.
So it's like, great, cheap. I buy a lot. It came.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. It's just patches.
It feels like a mat for like a dollhouse. Because I opened it and it was maybe like
this that's big. Really small.
I think they expect you to stitch out together.
50 by 90 mm.
I don't know.
Was it? Because that looks about right.
It yeah. might be. Yeah. It's so small.
But it's crazy because like...
5 cm.
Yeah, it's like these only. Yeah.
And then I'm like, I bought at least what? 3 to 4.
Okay.
It would be so such a shame if I don't. So I put it on the toilet. So it's like I come out... And I step on it.
I think.
And that's good.
One foot
that's
on it
but like but half a foot. It's not even a full foot, bro.
Yeah, I just pick it up.
Spella, what? How did. I didn't even know you were going to share this one. I thought it was going to be the light.
Yeah, there is the light, but like I just thought of that
that's
one.
Pretty,
also.
That's a pretty bad buy.
And every time I look at it,
you just feel sad. Was it particularly expensive? Was it very cheap?
It was, I think, maybe like $7 a piece.
And you bought how many?
3 or 4.
Okay, that's safe, lah. That's safe.
Okay, la.
But it's
safe.
Not cheap, left for.
Feels bad, lah. Feels bad for.
Maybe I'm supposed to put all four together. To
yeah, 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 yeah.
One mat.
Staple them
pass
together.
Away together, right?
That's I don't know, I don't know.
Yeah, that was kind
doesn't
of
sad. Sound great. Doesn't sound great.
Yeah,
it was sad. G tier.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an F tier. That's straight up F tier.
Okay, okay. Mingan?
What should I bring up?
Damn.
Okay, I'll bring up my guilty pleasure one. This one is this mad. Has no use.
So, bro, this is what I'm talking about.
Okay. This was a guilty buy.
What the chicken butt?
So, I've not bought Lego for ages, but when I saw this in the store, I was like, wow, every fiber of the kid in me was like, please buy this.
This is cool.
And if you guys don't know, this is the DeLorean from the movie Back to the Future.
It's amazing.
1, 2, and 3. And the crazy part is they have additional parts.
Oh.
So like you can switch the car into the movies 1, 2, and 3.
Wow!
Because in the movie, he goes back to like
they
the
change.
Past.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he has the future version and they have the past version. And you can see like it really stays true to the thing.
Wow, so
this
nice.
Was just a joy. Because like I'm really taking my time to build this because as I build it, I cry. Hey. You know what I think? Mm-hmm. Have you been emotional making Lego before? I never experienced yeah, before. Like, really. Because wow, every part is beautiful.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
How much is this?
Oh, so this was on a 30 or 40% discount.
Wow.
Damn. What?
Oh, that's not
yeah.
too bad.
So they had an end year sale. That's why I was considering it only.
Okay, okay.
So
okay.
I think I only paid like, it was either 240 or 420. I can't remember.
100% 420.
Okay,
no
like,
way.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
way.
Okay,
it's
no way that it is 420 lah.
Why?
This really? Feels like a, this feels like 1,500.
Yeah.
Right? It feels like it, right?
The batteries included leh.
That's mad.
Can power.
Oh, sorry. I made a totally wrong estimation. It was six.
Confirmed.
It's like 4K.
It's 607. But
yeah, makes sense. So 607. After the discount?
But that's
yeah,
also cheap though.
It's yeah, because so, this, yeah, the initial
correct,
price was
so
about,
one,
about 1,000.
1, 2, 1, 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I have to say like for I don't know lah. I feel this was really fulfilling for me to build.
Of course, of course.
It's still in progress because I don't want to finish it.
Question.
Fast. Yeah.
So you bought this physical store?
No, did they deliver it to me?
Oh, I see like
online.
Oh, online. You, there are like the no House of Bricks, Brick House and all that thing. Yeah.
So were you just browsing and you saw it or you actively?
Targeted.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't like you set out to buy a Lego set.
Nope.
It was
this was the burst.
Okay.
This was, this the, was burst. The burst.
Because how long between being targeted and pulling the trigger?
5 minutes.
That's like as he's looking at
Yeah. No, that's the time it's loading for him to get to the checkout page. Okay. That's nice.
It's damn nice.
Do you have other Lego sets or is this the
first? So last year, actually, one of the big things that I wanted to buy as a collector, I didn't bring it, but I posted it on my story. Disney 100 had collaborations with Lego.
Yes.
Mm. I bought the Disney old school film camera that is like the Ooh. Film one. So yeah, I have one of that, but I'm not opening it because I'm keeping it sealed.
Yes.
So that's one of them. But for other Legos, like the small ones, we didn't really buy much. That's mine, the Thor hammer.
Ooh, that's it. Thor, yep.
Yeah.
And then that's my Mandalorian helmet.
Yeah, all still in the boxes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, this one was more of like, I think what really got to me, besides the fact that it's Back to the Future, is it was $400 off. And I'm not gonna lie, there was two things in my cart.
Okay, what's the other one?
I cannot buy the other one.
What's the other one?
It's the Galactic Empire Cruiser from Star Wars.
Ooh.
How much is that?
I check one.
2,400. 2,500.
Okay, I think you can still.
No, it's the size of this table.
Oh my lord. Okay,
that's all right.
So there's like if I was really gonna like balls of the walls buy a Lego set. There is the Hogwarts Castle Lego set.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it's the full Hogwarts Castle with the lake and shit, right?
It's this big, you know.
I know, man. How much is that? 3,000? 5,000?
A few thousand. 2,000, 3,000.
That's crazy. But I'll never buy it because in the same sense, I would never finish a puzzle. I probably won't finish it. I'll keep it in a box.
Yeah, unless you're doing like a collector's thing. So my cousin does this company called like My Bricks.
Oh, you shout out to...
Wait, did I buy from My Bricks?
No, like he doesn't sell the Legos. His service is like lighting up the Lego sets. And so he puts out content to like educate people on the sealed value of your Legos. So especially if they're franchises and whatnot. So if you were to buy that one, but you kept it sealed, the value jumps crazy. Okay.
So I was very tempted to buy two. Oh. Because I like to open one and keep one.
Yeah, you were really the kind.
Yeah, but Suyun will kill me. So
don't tell her.
Yeah, la, she doesn't.
You where am I going to hide this? Where am I going to hide this? I go to your house and put it under your bed again.
You already put a lot of things under my bed. Okay. S tier for you, 100%.
For me, okay, I'm not going to recommend this to people.
Okay.
Because I don't think it's a necessary purchase.
There's a lot of things that we share today.
Yeah. But for me personally, as a fan of all three movies, and I would say the three movies that are even higher level than Star Wars to me. Like I love Back to the Future, right? Mm. I'm building this. I'm going to get the acrylic box, everything. Mm. My ultimate goal for this is I really want to meet both the actors before they pass away and get the signature.
Right now, man.
Yeah. I don't know how, but I really want to meet both of them and get the signature on the plaque. So this has a special plaque in it, which is the Back to the Future machine plaque.
Follow-up question, sir. So, prior to this, you don't own like a lot of other Lego sets, right?
No.
Getting this, does it make you... Because I mean, the same question with like... what's that called?
Hot Wheels?
No. Like the big...
Funkos.
Hit. Funkos. Same thing with Funkos, right? Like owning this, buying this, does that make you feel like, oh, now this is my thing. I have to start buying others. Because if not, it's just really like this isolated incident.
Yeah. No. I think because I collect so many different things.
Oh.
It's just what is meaningful to you, then you collect.
Do you guys feel that? Like with this kind of like...
You start a trigger into the collection, right?
Like even like Funko... I feel like Funko Pops are the best example. Like you buy one, you're like, oh, I guess now
okay.
I'm a...
I
identify as a Funko Pop collector.
But that's why research comes in, right? So if you're an isolated product buyer, you will research for the product on its own.
Okay.
You just buy it, you use it, and it's fine. Yeah. But when you go into collective stuff, right? When you research stuff, like if I have Funkos, obviously, you would know immediately, right? Funkos are one of the hardest things to collect. Easiest to buy, but so hardest to collect.
Yeah.
Because it don't retain price one.
Oh like my God.
It doesn't have any value unless you collect, let's say you like Batman, you have to buy every single Batman out there. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
That's good advice.
Or you have to buy very specific ones.
I feel like sometimes like in my mind, I'm like, oh, I bought one. Now I've just...
Yeah,
I guess now I'm a Lego collector.
Yeah, correct. So for me, it's like it's an isolated buy. I like this one. I'm not going to continue buying all, but I would buy more Back to the Future. No, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I want to share with you next.
Okay, I didn't bring the item here. I think none of you know this, but I recently just bought a digital drum.
Oh!
We've talked about this before.
Yeah. But I wanted a digital drum for damn long already.
Wow.
I just bought it like last 2 weeks in here, I think.
What brand?
It's an entry level. I think Aroma is like 1.5.
Because
I love drumming and I haven't drummed for so long already.
That's so cool, dude.
Ever since I moved from Penang here. Yeah, so I bought it. To me, it's effing ass, man.
Oh.
I'm just like, gonna read it.
I've been playing it every night, man. Wow, yeah. Every night?
Every night, yeah.
What songs are you playing to?
I'm just...
Jam by yourself.
How do you play without music or you just... Like, how do you feed in stuff?
Because I can input, man. Oh, so nice, aux, then I can output, then I can hear myself.
Wow, that's fun.
Yeah.
What's the song you've been playing?
Oh, I really hear...
But I'm in a small room and then she's in the master bedroom. So I'm just like, you know.
What songs have you been playing to?
No, just random or like mostly Christian songs.
Okay, okay.
Wow.
Christian songs.
Songs.
It's a new genre.
Christian songs.
It's a new genre. Okay. Ringan, another final product.
Okay. Final one. I had two lah, but I'm gonna show the one lah.
I know what to share.
Okay. So I got two more, but I'm gonna try and put it together. This is my guiltiest pleasures of stuff. Allah. So this.
You're my Pokemon.
Is
Pokemon. That's crazy.
So this is one of my Pokemon boxes. I bought it because I don't know lah. During COVID, it was a very big hype thing. There were a lot of people starting to sell their stuff.
All right.
And I really regretted it at the time because I know a normal box like this retails at that time for 400 ringgit.
Okay.
The seller was selling 800 ringgit. So it is times two.
Okay, wait. Wow. Is there anything in it?
It's sealed.
No, he hasn't opened anything.
I haven't opened anything in the box. So it's inside an acrylic box.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The box in the box.
Yeah, it's inside an acrylic box. And
it's a boxception.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to say, for anyone who plays Pokemon, this is really not a flex. It's like one of like the mid-tier items, right?
Okay.
So what I really enjoyed about this was I also took a risk because it was really two times retail. So it's like 800 bucks at that time.
Bought it at resale lah.
Cannot buy already because it's out of print already.
Oh.
But I really like this set, this particular set of cards. And I bought it because I just wanted to keep it and, you know, appreciate it lah for you know, whoever. But to my surprise, because I thought after the hype went down and I'll lose money, I'm like, you know what? It's fine. I just like it. I'll buy. This is about 4,000 ringgit now.
Shit.
So I guess... That's why it's in an acrylic box.
It's 10 times, man.
For retail. Yeah.
Can we quickly calculate, right, the total amount of the stuff that Minghan brought today?
No, it's just... This is how much? No, but I only spent 800 ringgit on this.
Net worth, oh okay. My God.
This is 800 ringgit. I spent 800 ringgit
on this. So the value is at 4K now.
I was just going to ask why you want to put an acrylic
over it.
Because, now I know why.
Because the original plastic is still protecting it. And if you keep on moving, then it will break. But for me, that's why a lot of my buys is either I'm going to regret this or I'm not going to regret it.
Value.
So you better just commit.
Fire.
Commit to buying. But that's in the collectible. So that's my own. It could have been my worst buy. It could have been my best buy. So thank God it's like, okay, it's there.
Cool.
Menu.
Nice. And so first.
Okay, the only other that I thought of was my shoes.
Yeah. So walk us through this.
So this one also I didn't intend to buy it. I think we were just there. So this is the New Balance 530 women's. And I'm honestly late to the New Balance game. I think when everybody was wearing, I didn't quite get it.
You're
and
welcome.
To me, I was scared of like very chunky looking shoes.
Oh.
And then I tried these because you told me to.
Yeah.
And they are so damn light. Yeah. Like, it feels feathery.
Is everyone wearing New Balance?
Today
we are.
No, so the thing is, like, most people wear for casual, right?
Mm.
One of the days, I forgot to bring my gym shoes.
Oh.
So I wore these.
No problem, right?
And game changer, man. Okay. These have been so nice to wear to work out. So I actually bought another pair.
Of the same model?
Same model, but I think that one had the absorb sole or something.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's cool. You're the kind of, like, we're talking about this. She's the kind of person of, if she really likes a product, she'll buy the same product.
Okay.
100% believer.
Yeah. I'm going to quickly end it off because we're out of time. I want to talk about this pouch. It's a tech organizer. And I've had different variations of like tech organizing pouches before, like really flat ones, then really chunky ones that sit on your desk and they act as a desk caddy. This is an alpaca mini tech sling. I think, I don't know what it's called. Basically, it's just a very basic one. It folds flat when you need to. It opens up slightly accordion style. You can actually fit an iPad mini in this. But it's cool because like you got some pockets, and then too many pockets is also a bad thing. This one is kind of like open up and then you can do your own stuff. But the coolest thing about it is it actually doubles up as a sling as well. So they give you a strap and you can attach it to both points and it becomes a sling on the go.
It's like my Stanley.
Yeah. It's really good. I think this is it's a functional buy. This one was, and also because this was on sale, so I got it even cheaper.
What's the normal price?
Normal price for this is about 300 bucks, 400 bucks. I got it for like, that's cheap. Sorry. That's really cheap to me.
Really?
For bags and pouches? 300 bucks is like,
nice.
It's like, I'll hit it up. I got this for like low 200s, I think. Yeah. Wow. So, really happy with this. Okay. And it fits like my tote bag, my backpack.
Damn.
It's nice.
Nice.
What's the last
one? We won't talk about my tote bag. That's cool. Okay. All right. I think that's all the time we have today.
Oh.
How do I feel about this? S-tier.
So far.
Of course.
Okay, okay.
But hey, what do you guys feel the next quarter of your year going to be like? More spending? Or are we looking to try to change the game up a bit in terms of maybe not spend so much or maybe put the money elsewhere? I feel that I might not buy so much stuff because the money is going to go into traveling. I say that, but
same.
I say that, but I'm about to start house renovations, so I'm about to throw up. Anything you guys want to get?
We'll check back again in 3 more months.
Okay, that's cool.
And then we get a new update. But this year, wow.
You were about to buy a car. Last week, you were about to buy a car.
But it's a collectible level car, so. So I'm good. I'm good. Yeah.
Get a loan, that is crazy, man.
No. I was also the one where my friends helped me find a good deal, but the guy don't want to sell. I'm like, okay, lah, it's fine. I don't need it, you know. But I think this year the goal is actually to, I don't know, like if you want to go to Japan, for example, I will buy yen because now the yen is so cheap. I don't know what they're doing, but if you think Malaysian dollar was depreciating, you haven't seen the Japanese yen. It's so bad. That's why you should buy more.
A different level of shopping, this one.
Sorry, yeah, sorry. It's crazy, man. It's shopping to shop.
But yeah, why don't we do that? We can make it interestingly. Let's check back in another quarter, see what we have progressed since then.
Okay.
If there's any interesting things.
See, top buys are still top buys.
Yeah. Hopefully there's no bad buys.
Yeah, hopefully. That's all we can wish.
Yeah.
Let us know in the comment section or even on Instagram stories what your best buys or worst buys are for the quarter.
Yeah.
We want to hear. We'll go through them the next time we talk about this as well. Until then, thanks for watching. We'll see you guys when we see you guys. Until then, we'll see you guys when we see you guys.
See ya.
Peace out. Oi, sit down lah.